Afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us again today for yet another daily devotional. You know, there's a lovely little verse in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and it's the chapter that records the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we simply read in verse 33 of Luke 23, "When they were come to the place which was called Calvary, they crucified him." When they were come unto the place which was called Calvary, there they crucified him. Those three words, they crucified him. The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ is central to God's plan of redemption and salvation, central to the message of the Bible. This is the great central truth of the whole universe, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ our Lord. 2,000 years ago, on this little planet, right in the center of a vast universe and expanse of space, in a little nation called Israel, in a relatively small city called Jerusalem, just outside of that city wall, on an old Roman cross, the Son of God suffered and bled and died and shed his blood for our sins. They crucified him. Three things that I just want you to think about. They crucified him. The crucifiers. They. Who were they? Well, Jews, Romans, they crucified him. Crucifixion was a Roman form of execution. And yet it was through the Jewish leaders that Christ was crucified. He was crucified by ungodly men, by sinners. And yet the reality is Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. He died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The crucifiers, they crucified him. Who did they crucify? They crucified the Son of God, the King of the Jews, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They crucified the very Son of God and God the Son. Isn't it amazing that the Creator of all things was nailed to a cross that was made from a tree that he created? He was nailed on that cross by sinners that he created and men and women that he came to love and redeem. He was crucified upon a cross. He was the Son of Man, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, in all points tempted like as we are. Yet at the same time, he was the Son of God. He was no ordinary man. He was the God-man, God manifest in the flesh, the Savior of the world, the one mediator between God and men, holy, harmless, and undefiled. And he was crucified by sinful men, the crucifiers, sinners, people like you and I. The crucified, the sinless, spotless Son of God, and then the crucifixion. Can we think of a more awful form of death than having nails driven through your hands and feet, nailed to a cross, lifted up, and that cross dropped into a hole in the ground, and then to suffer, and to bleed, and to die, and to struggle for every breath? He was beaten beyond recognition. The Bible says his visage was so marred, more than that of any man. They made furrows upon his back. He was crowned with thorns. He was hung naked. He despised the shame. He was mocked. He was spat upon. They scorned and scoffed as he hung upon the cross. They jeered. They taunted. They offered him vinegar. What an awful scene. And yet even more than that, our sins were placed upon him. As he was on the cross, he took our sins upon his own body upon the tree. He died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He was bearing away our sin, enduring the wrath of God. What an amazing thing, crucifixion. Even the word crucify, it has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? They crucified him. Friends, have you ever thought about these things? Does this melt your heart as a Christian? Does it cause you to bow the knee and say, "I surrender all"? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain, I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Does it melt your heart? Does it want you to die to self and die to sin and to live to God and to surrender your ambitions and to deal with sin in your life? Can I challenge you, if you're not yet a Christian, what about the cross? Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Sure, God loves you. How can you turn your back upon the Son of God? Why not give him your life today? Why not repent of your sin? Ask God to save you. Ask Christ to be your Savior and live to God before it be too late. God bless you. Think about these things. Amen.